going to start with song number one. No, five. It's the first song, but it's on page five.
Come quickly.
Come quickly. Oh, even so, come quickly. I didn't get my coffee. That's us.
What should we do?
Wait, I'll get it.
Thank you.
I'll get it after we're done. Testimony tonight about how wicked the world is.
Amen.
Won't name names, but you can't get good help these days, can you?
What number did you say, Jim?
It is 42. Wicked, wicked world. I feel sorry for people. There's been a lot of people who have been raised on the theme. I said to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah.
And man, oh man, when I was a teenager, when it really dawned on me, this world isn't really that wonderful. I could always hang out at Grandma's house and it'd be wonderful. But when you go out into the world, it's not that wonderful.
Well, it's the people.
Makes us, well, it's not just the people. I mean, this fallen world is falling apart.
Yeah.
And everything, second law of thermodynamics is still in play there, Johnny.
No, I think what Johnny's saying is because your grandma is so wonderful, that's why it was wonderful to be over to the house.
Exactly.
Grandma made the house wonderful.
Yeah.
Not the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
He said it, just the people, wasn't it?
So yeah.
It isn't just the people that make the world bad. Well,
yeah.
I thought it.
Oh yeah. Just connected.
But anyway, this song I wrote at a time when the whole gay marriage thing was going on, and there were a lot of people who I knew who were professing Christians and even church members who were going along with it because their kids had come out of the closet.
Oh, my.
And suddenly, since their kid's a sodomite, then it's okay. And that was what's kind of behind this song I wrote. So Wicked, Wicked World.
So they don't do that with Burger next.
Yeah, they did. They already did with abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yes, too late.
Pastor, is your cup, is your coffee on?
Yeah, we'll worry about that later. Let's sing. It's a wicked, 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 wicked world that we live in, filled with wicked people raising wicked little kids, people marching in parades declaring pride and sin, leave me only wondering when the end begins. When the loving, just and holy King of righteousness returns, the righteous will be taken and all the wicked burned. Justice will be needed and the just receive reward at the end of this wicked, wicked world. There's a devil, 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 devil walking to and fro. His minions work against you no matter where you go. But Satan is defeated, the fallen Lucifer. His destiny is destruction and his judgment is assured. Loving, just, and holy King of righteousness returns. The righteous will be taken, and all the wicked burned. Justice will be needed, and the just receive reward at the end of this wicked, wicked world. It's an evil, 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 evil time to be alive. Just before unleashing Revelation chapter 5. The vial seals and trumpets are ready to unfold, and it's a happy ending, and the ending is foretold. When the loving, just, and holy King of righteousness returns, the righteous will be taken, and all the wicked burned. Justice will be meted, and the just receive reward at the end of this wicked, wicked world. Ain't it the truth, though?
Yeah.
All right, back to page 11. We'll close with a Jenny song. In the Distance.
Ooh, like it. Sorry, I'm off here. Oh, my goodness. Sounds like a platypus.
Great.
What page do you have?
11. In the distance.
That's a problem. Yeah. Our guitar is just saying crazy.
Enoch was a man who walked with God, and he was not. But God took him, God said to Enoch, come on home, come on home with me, it's time to go. Enoch had a great grandbaby boy, his name was Noah, and he built the ark. God said to Noah, now come inside. Eight were saved, but the rest all died. He heard the rumble of the thunder of a coming storm. In the distance, he heard the thunder of the coming storm of God's judgment. In the distance. We live in days when they call evil good, serving fleshly pride, they just live a lie. We must learn to walk with God like Enoch did, cause it's almost time. Can't you hear the rumble of the thunder of the coming storm? In the distance, can't you hear the thunder of the coming storm of God's judgment? In the distance. watch and pray till Jesus comes. The world will wonder where we all went. And just like Enoch, we'll be spared from the coming storm of God's judgment. Can't you hear the rumble of the thunder of the coming storm in the distance? Can't you hear the thunder of the coming storm of God's judgment in the distance?
Amen. Amen.
They got some storms down south, didn't they?
Lucky.
See that hail in Texas was the size of softball.
Yeah, last night.
And then my sister, where they live in Illinois, or Louisiana, they got the golf balls, golf ball size hail.
Wow.
Wow.
I drove through stuff that size.
What?
I drove through stuff like that coming up from Chicago once.
I've never driven.
Summer of 93 when they had all those floods. And hail, I drove right into a hailstorm outside Kankakee.
Be glad to get home without your windshield.
Well,
being
I pulled
busted out of that kind of hail.
You're definitely
there.
All right, we got prayer requests. If you need a card, raise your hand, and Janie will wobble it around and give you a card and a pencil. And if you're online, send your request into bbfohio@protonmill.com. And then we'll get a sound check with our camera people. You got it covered back there, don't you? Is it zoomed in? All right. Yeah, we already did that. Better safe than sorry. Amen. And silence your phones. All right, we're going to be in Galatians 5. If you want to open your Bibles, Galatians 5.
Close to the young girl up there.
Hold your questions and comments to the end of our current events update. Brought to you by soup. Soup and sandwiches. Brought to you by my wife Jenny. Isn't she good to us?
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you. What?
She's an awful lady and an awful grandma. I'll lay that out there.
All right. Headline reviews in the news. Number one, liberals hate freedom.
Yep.
You know, I said that. I'm trying to think through the math here. It's 2022. This was going back at least 10 years ago. And I would say this, and there would people say, you know, you shouldn't paint with a broom like that and say that liberals are, you know. And I said, have you ever met a liberal that didn't believe in murdering unborn children? No, because by definition, they wouldn't be a liberal. Have you ever met a liberal that didn't support sodomy? Sodom and Gomorrah? No, because by definition, have you ever met a liberal who believed the Bible was the infallible, inspired word of God? No.
Nope.
They wouldn't be a liberal. Have you ever met a liberal that doesn't believe that the Constitution is a living, breathing document that should be interpreted in light of our present contemporary situation and not by the original intent of the founders? No, because that would make them a conservative or libertarian. So when I say liberals hate freedom, I'm not just lobbing insults. I'm telling you the fact. Liberals hate freedom. They particularly despise free speech. And that's why when they get power, they abuse it. Well, they got power at Twitter. They got power at Facebook. They got power now in the White House. They've got power in the House of Representatives. They got power in the Senate. When they had power on the Supreme Court, this country was becoming more and more communist by every court ruling. And only because of Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, who put Clarence Thomas on there, and the influence even of, I think, one by George W. Bush, and now at least a couple of Trump's appointees, we have a moderate to conservative Supreme Court. And so we're safe when it comes to the Supreme Court for a little while. But you don't thank the liberals for that. It's because these people are conservatives. Keep that in mind, or keep in mind, that in the following video clip, Mark Dice is only pretending to be collecting signatures to file this petition against Tucker Carlson. But watch how these left-wing, left-coast liberals respond.
I'm sure you saw Twitter has banned a lot of people for hate speech, but these people are still able to talk on the phone with their friends and send text messages. So we're going to start by having Tucker Carlson's phone shut off for violating the hate speech policies. And that way he won't be able to talk to his producers or his family or his friends.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for supporting that. He refers to the undocumented immigrants as illegal aliens. Okay, so we're trying to have his phone shut off for his birthday to have a signature. Thank you for supporting that.
Thanks for being out here and doing it.
This is the next step in trying to silence these people because, you know, we're getting them off social media, but if they still have a phone, you know, so we're going to shut the phones off. Thank you so much. Yeah, just real quick, birthday signature. He's doubting Dr. Fauci and...
So what?
We're causing a lot of people to question things, so we're going to have to turn that off. Thank you for supporting that. He's saying things like Black Lives Matter is a violent movement or has committed violence. And I mean, should people really be allowed to say such things like that today?
No.
Absolutely not. Thank you for supporting it.
Wow.
It just tarnishes the Black Lives Matter image. So thank you for supporting that. Well, it's not possible to talk on the phone with his producers or his friends about them, right? So we're going to have his phone shut off.
I love that.
All right, thank you for your support. So shutting off his phone is really the next step to help stop that. Thank you for supporting. Turning off his phone is probably the best way to stop him. Yeah. I mean, just think about all the people that he speaks to on the phone and all his producers organizing his show. And if we can shut off his phone and silence him that way, that'll be the next step in completing the New World Order. So thank you for supporting that. I guess the technical term is bricking the phone. And there were a lot of discussions to do that to Trump officials, but they never did. So we're gonna apply some pressure. Thank you so much. I'm not sure what he thinks gives him the right to say such things in today's society, so we're going to have his phone shut off so he can't talk to anybody.
Well, this is America now, where liberals want people to be banned from using a cell phone because they don't like what they talk about.
This country is in trouble. We have an entire political party now, the Democrat Party, and a segment of the Republican Party, progressives, who have no idea what it means to be an American. They have no idea what the Constitution Bill of Rights even means. And if they turn off, of course, they can't do that yet. But if they're supporting turning off Tucker Carlson's phone, which would only be the beginning of it, he would be canceled from TV and everything else, you're right behind him. Whenever people decide that you have a right to speak as long as you agree with me, then you're no longer a free country.
That's right.
The movement to silence dissenters will only grow from this point forward. And I'm telling you, you don't have to do it, but I'm telling you, I do it. Anytime I'm around somebody, as soon as they are expressing their opinion of being liberal, I tell them, I said, listen, if you're a liberal and you believe in killing unborn babies and you believe in Sodom and you believe in censorship, you're an enemy to this country. And then I tell them the gospel and tell them they better repent or they're going to hell.
Amen.
Because every liberal is a Christ-rejecting fool. Mark it down. Every one of them.
Amen.
You have a lot of professing Christians who then go, you know, they'll express support for these things. You're looking at a fake Christian. They're not real. And if it ever comes down to it, they'll be the first people to turn you in. Number two. Texas Governor Abbott began his bus ministry this week. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I love
the
bus ministry.
Abbott's first busload of immigrants arrives in D.C. in front of the Fox News headquarters. That's so he could get it on camera. Governor Greg Abbott made good on his vow to send migrants from Texas to D.C. as state officials dropped off a busload of immigrants there early Wednesday morning. This is how the commie, Marxist, globalist liberals reported it. Cold-blooded Texas gov vows to dump asylum seekers in the middle of D.C. See that? If you are against them, they demonize you.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded Texas governor doing something so terrible. Yeah, who's cold-blooded is Joe Biden and Democrats and progressives who know that a lot of these people coming across the border are being sexually assaulted and turned into sex slavery, and they know it, and they don't do anything about it.
Amen.
That's cold-blooded.
Amen.
I don't believe in the reptilian thing, but I do believe that these people are like reptilians spiritually, cold-blooded.
Amen.
That's how I respond to these. Number three. And in other good news, a court upholds Bakery's $32 million victory over Oberlin College over false racism accusations.
Amen.
Oberlin's up there near Lake Erie, and a few years ago, a bakery called the police on three young men who happened to be black who were shoplifting. And as a result, the libtarded, brainwashed students of Oberlin started rioting and having protests in the streets and calling for a boycott of that bakery. And then the president, well, the dean of students, for starters, joined them and supported it and encouraged it from the college, and it got out of hand, and this bakery then sued and won.
Amen.
And they won 32 or 33 million is what I heard. This is 32 million there. And however, they did win, and the appeal went their way. But Oberlin College now refuses to pay. The $33 million is what I heard, in damages to family-run bakery that called cops on three black students for shoplifting. The dean of the liberal arts college falsely accused store of racial profiling and set woke mob on them. By the way, that dean is a lady who's no longer there. She left and went to Atlanta. But the result, sadly, is that the family bakery is on the brink of ruin. Despite being owed $33 million, the Ohio business won defamation damages following a boycott, it says, but they has still suffered greatly because a lot of people were afraid to go there. And that's how they'll do it. They will shame people for going to your business. And a lot of people aren't on their side, but people are just like that. People don't want to stand up against these guys, and they're timid and everything. We got a sign just like that one over there in our yard, All Lives Matter, see John 3:16. And I had a couple of people tell me, boy, you got guts putting that sign in your yard. And I'm like, imagine that. That sign, it's supposed to show guts. I'm demonstrating courage by putting that sign in my yard. What a hellhole we live in. I mean, any place where it's decent people, that would not be anything but, yeah. Amen. A few years ago, I put that in my yard and said, what's your point? Doesn't everybody believe that? No, everybody doesn't believe that now. So that's what we got for the current events update. Do you have any comments or questions you'd like to add? Janie?
I was listening to Newsmax, and they were talking about a bill called HB 616. Do you know anything about that?
Mm-mm.
It has to do the same thing as not, you know, letting the parents make the decision to talk to their kids when it comes to...
Yeah, that's a whole other subject. I'll have to look into that.
They produce similar legislation.
Yeah, I am mentioning this is just a commercial. I'm just saying that on the 23rd of this month that Trump is supposed to be up in the Delaware County Fairgrounds, from what I heard, but I'm not 100%.
You hear
that? Yeah, I told you because Renee.
It's not 100%.
That's where I heard you say Renee was going to be with him. So yeah, so
I don't know. I don't know how to. All the jumping through the hoops with the computers, how you
have to go online, do
certain tickets, or how you do it, I have no idea, but that's what I heard.
Early voting has started in Ohio, by the way. And as I say, I don't tell people who to vote for. In personal conversation, I'll tell you who I am voting for. Well, you didn't ask. I think I'm a mind reader. I'd love to have that skill, but no, I don't think I'd want to. No, I take that back. I don't.
No, you don't.
All right. Well, let's get in here. To Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 21. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. We'll get that one there. Witchcraft. And we're going to open with a word of prayer. All right. Everybody ready? All right, Brother John, can you open the Bible and say the prayer?
Amen. Heavenly Father, we again come into your presence through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, ever so thankful. That after 2,000 years of the gospel being spread around, it came to our house, it came to our door, and we accept you as our personal Savior.
Amen.
And Lord, I'm just astounded week after week on how accurate your word is. And I have yet in my own life to really see the power of it, anyways. But I just pray, Lord, you'd be merciful to us. Remember our friends with dust. Help each of us here to remain faithful. Because I know, Lord, by remaining faithful, you will increase us to be in the image of Christ. And we just have so much more to be thankful for that we can use what you teach us to help others to come to know Christ to save. So we ask your choice and blessings on tonight's word. We are definitely surrounded by witchcraft. Ohio is in the top 5 states for witchcraft, and we should be aware of it. Mm-hmm. Open up our hearts and minds and protect us from this wickedness. In Jesus' name we pray for your glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. As you said, witchcraft. I got a picture of the lady from Oz up there just because it, that's what a lot of people think of when they think of witches. But really not quite that obvious when you're around a witch.
Yeah.
One of the most misunderstood and propagandized segments of Satan's kingdom is witchcraft.
Yep.
And most of the people I talk with have some wrong ideas about it. The main thing is to understand what the Bible says about it. Go in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. I'm just going to have you read all 3 verses with me, beginning verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, we're not going to make an expository study of that text. We just want you to notice that the spirit of witchcraft feeds the flesh and is directly opposed to the spirit of God. That's what our text is saying, first and foremost. This is listed as the works of the flesh. So first of all, understand that most of what's going on with witchcraft is just flesh. It's not that there's not a spiritual element to it, but most of it is flesh. People get involved in witchcraft because they're of the flesh. They are fulfilling John 3:19 when Jesus said that this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And that's what is going on with witchcraft. Witchcraft today is one of many forms of paganism. And that's another thing. Paganism is kind of like type of religion, like Christianity. Underneath the umbrella of Christianity, you have some good groups and some bad groups and, you know, that kind of thing. And some are a little more biblical than others and that sort of thing. Well, the same thing's true in paganism. And if it has an ism after it, and it's been around very long, you can almost guarantee that there's going to be segments. There's going to be denominations. There's going to be different types because that's how people are. Now, biblically, witchcraft is any pagan worship and use of potions or drugs, other mind-altering substances like mushrooms, meditation, chanting, enchantments, etc., for spiritual purposes. They're using these things in an attempt to get into a spiritual dimension. We will proceed with that definition and understanding of witchcraft. So scripture with scripture, we're going to do our Bible reading round robin. And we're going to start with, if you raise your hand, I'll call on you to read. If you don't raise your hand, I'll just start picking people. John, Exodus 7:10-13. Jill, Exodus 22:18-20. Mary, Deuteronomy 18:9-13. Janie, 1 Samuel 15:23. Johnny, 1 Samuel 28:7-10. Jessica, 2 Chronicles 33:1-6. Jim, Acts 8:9-11. Johnny, I gave you one. You just got stuck. Darren, I gave Jessica Acts 8:9-11, right?
No, you me.
Oh, Jim, okay. Just keep it straight. All right, Darren, Revelation 9:20-21. And that's the 8. Note, as those folks are finding their place, most of the caricatures, we'll start with your dad, by the way. Most of the caricatures, cartoons, and Hollywood versions of witches, I should say, are far less realistic than reality. Just keep that in mind. We started with that. Most of what you see on Hollywood and everything is just not really based in reality. Four times the Bible says that the Egyptian sorcerers successfully duplicated God's miracles. So we want to start with, go ahead and get him ready. Don't wait for me to call him. We want to start with the reality of witchcraft. It isn't all flesh and it isn't all fake. There is a real thing. So read that there, Brother John, Exodus 7:10-13.
And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh. And they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed their rods. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said.
So did you notice, I mean, they were able to do what Moses and Aaron had done.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it just, God seems to have allowed it, if for no other reason, so that he could have Aaron's rod swallow theirs. So witchcraft is real. To deny witchcraft is to accuse the Bible of error. It may surprise you, but there are a lot of guys out there who teach that witchcraft isn't real. They get by with it because they don't teach expository studies and they don't have to worry about coming up against it. You know, if you preach verse by verse through the Bible, you come up against it. And then what do? You have to tell people you don't really believe in it? It's right there in their Bible. But if you teach topicals and you can just jump around wherever you want to, then you avoid dealing with it. And that's what a lot of these guys do. John?
Yeah. Well, one of the resources I have, apparently in the 1960s, they estimated 7 million women were involved in witchcraft.
Yeah, which.
And so that would explain why they came up with Bewitched and Dark Shadows and the other stuff there, because they had an audience for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is true that there's a lot of nonsense and fakery in the name of witchcraft, but that does not negate reality. Always keep that in mind. You see these people at seances and you see the Ouija board stuff. A lot of it is nonsense, but you shouldn't be messing with it because there's also some reality to it. I just wanted to show you this. Man, I get it going right.
You cursed brat! Look what you've done! Melody!
Now, Mark, that's not Hiller.
Yeah.
That will
be her reaction.
So, as I was talking about the myths and everything, water will not melt a witch or wizard or warlock or anyone else as far as we know. That's only in the movies.
Yeah.
All right. Jill, were you next? Jenny, did you want to say something?
I thought I'd look up Galatians 5:19-21 in the ESV. They change witchcraft to sorcery.
Yeah.
So that could be another way pastors get around it. Their Bible just doesn't have it, or doesn't have a word close enough to where people would say, wait a second, that's bad?
Yeah.
Man.
And they're kind of synonymous terms in a lot of ways. But all right, Jill, read Exodus 22:18-20.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever lieth with the beast shall surely be put to death. He that sacrificeth unto any god save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed.
What you see there is that witchcraft is associated with sexual deviancy and worship of false gods or devils. You'll see that many times in the scripture. You'll see it throughout history, the history of witchcraft. It's associated with sexual deviancy and worship of false gods. This resulted in a dark culture that we are only beginning to experience now. We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. Disease, abuse, and violence beyond any chance of redemption is what the witchcraft and all these dark arts culminate in. Let's look at, again, the associations there, Mary, Deuteronomy 18:9-13.
When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch.
Just stop there for a second. You notice what he's saying. I want to make sure everybody's on this page. He's saying that he's telling them that they better not do what the people who are in the land did before them.
Yeah.
Because it was those things that they did that caused God to remove them from the land. A lot of them, he killed them. They were buried in the land.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind when you think about our country and what she's already read off. And when it says passing your son or daughter to pass through the fire, that's basically what an abortion is.
Yeah.
They're killing that child on the altar of convenience, and they burn the child to death with chemicals.
Oh.
And then rip them to pieces. And they've had it on ultrasounds and everything where you can see the child struggling for its life. And then it says, observer, times, divination, enchanter, or witch, and all this stuff is just rampant in this country. And keep going there with verse 11.
Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God.
We'll get into more of the occultism in our next study, but you go into the child section these days, and you'll find all kinds of this stuff, including they sell Ouija boards mm-hmm. as a toy. And witchcraft was one of the sins committed by the Canaanites, causing their complete destruction by God. Why did God destroy the Canaanites? Well, witchcraft and these other things you're talking about led to a culture that I described in the previous slide. They were diseased. There was a mental state of darkness. There was so much abuse and everything that they were beyond redemption. God just said, you know, the humane thing to do would be for the children, just kill them. They won't grow up to become even more miserable, wicked, and diseased and abused. And those kids, those babies, went to heaven. So it was an act of mercy on God's part. America's apostate churches and public schools are filled with witches. And when I was on the road, I'd go preach and stuff. I ran across them. And there were times where they didn't know they were talking to a preacher, and people would. When I was out on the streets, I'm dealing with people, and they would tell me they're members of evangelical churches,
yeah.
active in Wiccan covenants. And it's just like this one.
Man, y'all thought me teaching the children about me being
school teacher.
Crazy. But not only that, but they also know that I'm gender fluid. At one point last year, I had explained to them that I was not Miss Lois or Mr. Lois. It's just Lois because I'm not a boy or a girl. And this was all well and good until October when I explained to them that I'm pagan. So I am also a witch. And at one point, I got my hair cut and I got in the sides of my mohawk to shave down. And I come into work and one of the children goes, Lois, are you a boy? You have short hair. And his sister goes, no, Lois is a girl. And a third child suddenly yells, no, guys, we've been over this. Lois isn't a boy or a girl. Lois is a witch. Duh.
Duh.
And I'm telling you, these people go into the schools, and the schools aren't allowed to do much of any kind of background check. And if the schools were to not hire her because of her deviancy and her witchcraft, they would be sued. And the NEA would be behind the suit. The National Education Association is the reason for the downfall of the schools in this country. And they would be the ones pushing to get that in your schools. Yeah,
we had a woman at work that said, you don't have to worry about me, Douglas. I'm a good witch. I am a white, the white, whatever they call it, the good, the positive. I go, okay, I stay away from her. Outside of picking up the mail, whatever I had to do, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
You don't realize.
I want stuff.
Wizard of Oz is not reality.
Right. But a lot of the witches you'll talk to will say that people like her are really not informed because in their view there is no white or black, there's no good or evil. And so they just believe all is everything's okay, and they're opposed to any moral standards. And but there are people like that who think that there's like a white version of, you know, witchcraft or whatever, and the Bible just says witchcraft. The Bible says it's all bad. It's all wrong. That was a polyamorous, gender fluid, pagan witch school teacher. And one of many. When that becomes normal in society, you begin to understand why God just killed them all.
Yeah.
She is being entrusted with dozens of children, and she is doing everything she can to damn them to hell and to make sure that on the trip there, they are given over to reprobation. Genesis 6:13, and God said to Noah, unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Exodus 23:27, I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. What people? The people Mary read about. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. That's what's going to happen in the second coming. And that's what we are getting there fast, folks. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said it would be. As it was in the days of Lot, we are getting there fast. 1 Samuel 15:23. Janie will read that.
1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and the stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king.
And that's Samuel talking to Saul. And it's very educational to read that whole story, because you'll see that Saul really responds the way people do today when you call them out on these things. They will act like, well, what I'm doing, I'm serving God my way. I'm doing things, this is my truth, they'll say.
Oh, yeah.
You see, we're living in a world of relativity, and relativity means there is no absolute. You don't have truth, you have your truth. Your truth is your truth. It doesn't necessarily mean it's my truth. And when you have that kind of thing going on in your culture, it gets ugly. Witchcraft is rebellion against God, which is the spirit of Lucifer. We studied that in the spirit of Lucifer. He would have it his way. You want to hear, there's some songs that I expect will be added to some of these apostate church songbooks. We've talked about a couple, like me, 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 me. Yeah. I think one that they ought to add in there is, I did it my way. That's the absolute opposite of biblical Christianity. But that's how everybody's doing it. Their way.
True.
They don't care what the Bible says. Mark made a comment before that, you know, almost makes you not want to see June come around anymore. Because the whole, all the cities and most of the suburbs in around Columbus will have all these sodomite flags flying and pride. And pride is rebellion. That's why I urge you to find better words. Like people are always around talking about how proud they are of their kids. You really shouldn't be proud of your kids. You should be thankful for your kids, grateful for your kids. You should love your kids. You should support your kids. But you know what? Anything in that kid that is good isn't of them or you. What are you proud of? God's the one who's done it. If there's something to be proud about, let God be proud. And, it, you know, everybody's pumping up their kids these days and making them a bunch of egomaniacs. And, they, you know, you're wonderful. You're so this and you're so that. Build them up. And then if they ever get in trouble, someone says, oh, they lack self-esteem. Like, are you nuts? The kid is all about himself. He's got too much esteem. What all every child needs the same thing every adult needs. We all need to humble ourselves before God. Yeah, Jessica?
It's not pride, it's confidence in Christ.
That's amen.
That's what my other pastor
said. Well, good for him. Yeah. Well, I'll steal that from him. That's good. It's not pride, it's confidence in Christ. Greater is he that is
in
you. It doesn't say, I am great. Greater is he that is in me. Well, that better be Jesus, first of all. Some people got someone else in them. Jill?
I was going to say, along the way home from work, there is a guy that stands on the corner with a big sign.
smile because you are awesome.
Yeah.
It's Jesus.
Now, there are people who really think that it's their job to go around just making these positive affirmations. And that by doing so, they're making the world a better place. And I like what Peter Ruckman always said, you're making the world a better place to go to hell in. What you need to make people understand is there is a better place, but you only get there through Jesus Christ. And if you really want to make somebody's day, you can make their eternal day by telling them about Jesus. All right. Well, I got one more thing to read here. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. There's a Bible memory verse for you. 1 Samuel 28:7-10. Who's got that one? Johnny? Yeah.
Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment. And he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing.
Now we read through this previously, and you again read the whole chapter sometime to get the, if you don't know the whole picture. But it's no coincidence that those who turn away from God's word turn in rebellion towards some level of witchcraft. I can tell you that, for example, as I said, witchcraft is related or associated with sexual deviancy, for example. And a lot of the men who have turned away from God get into pornography and then end up into a very dark version of spirituality at some point. It just, it's almost like it's connected. And I've told you I had a Sunday school teacher when I was in, about 8, 9, 10 years old, something like that. She is now a medium. Walked away from the Lord. Next thing you know, she's holding seances. And on it goes. And I'm not going to name the names, but I can tell you there are two people who used to come to BBF that I know are involved in this stuff. And maybe another one or two others that I'm not 100% sure of. But you turn away from God's word, you're going to go into something else. And a lot of times that's where it ends up. So America is in rebellion against God and is turning in the direction of paganism. This is from a study. Being a culturally feminine word, witches are often assumed to be women, but historically the figure of the witch has transcended gender. Today, there are an estimated 340,000 to 1 million witches in the U.S., many of whom are men. And a lot of the men want to be called witches. They don't want to be called wizard or, what's the other word?
Warlock.
Warlock, yeah. But some do want to be called wizard or warlock. But that doesn't count the millions involved in witchcraft practices. You see, it says, so how does one go about being a witch? According to Alan, a Welsh witch living in Kazakhstan, the process has become much simpler in recent years. Pre-internet, he tells me, taking on the witch identity required initiation in community. You become part of a coven. Quote, the reality is that things have changed greatly since I started out back in the early 1980s, he says. Back then, the only realistic option for joining Wicca was to get initiated into a coven. These days, although Coven Wicca still exists and thrives, many people choose to be solitary, eclectic Wiccan instead. And that's an absolute fact in my experience. Most of the Wiccans that I know are not involved in a coven. Therefore, in a nation of 350 million people, where in Gen Z or whatever they call it, 20% of the people are claiming to now be a part of the sodomite community, transgenderism, homosexual, and everything. I can guarantee you that there are millions of people who are practicing witchcraft in this country right now.
Amen.
I guarantee you there are more people today than there has ever been in our history. Evil grows exponentially. According to the Bible, that's a sign of the times. 2 Chronicles 33, 1 through 6, Jessica. Yep. That's right.
Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Balaam, and made groves, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger.
You imagine that? Making his own children pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and then involved in all these things, including witchcraft, enchantments, and so forth. Manasseh was very evil before he repented. By the way, wizard is the Bible term for a male witch, though some today prefer just to be called witch. But if you go on reading the story of Manasseh, he actually repented.
Amen.
And was restored and lived a few years as a God-fearing believer. So therefore, Manasseh demonstrates that those caught up in witchcraft can repent and will be forgiven by the Lord if they repent. What's crazy are all the nutcases in pulpits and out doing so-called soul winning who will preach the gospel and not call on them to repent and will tell people that they don't have to repent of their witchcraft to be saved. That's how you get witches in your churches.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of churches are filled with witches. Acts 8, 9 through 11. Jim?
But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because out of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries.
So he's bewitching people, and he's a great man. You notice that? And he says in verse 10, what did they say about this guy? This man is the great power of God. There are some so-called faith healers that are that man right there. There are pastors of churches that are that man right there. There are deacons, there are Sunday school teachers and church members that are that man right there. People think they're something because they're spiritual. And then you if they had any discernment at all. I've told you the story of a fellow that was very highly respected in a fundamental church here in Columbus, Ohio, right around 1990, 1991. They had altar calls, and he would be one of the two men who would meet you if you came to the altar. I found out through just casual conversation with the man, he was a 32-degree Mason. And he was not counseling people to believe the gospel. He was counseling them to just say they wanted to be saved and say a little prayer. He wasn't presenting the gospel. He wasn't calling on them to repent and believe the gospel. And it makes me almost sick to think of the people who went to that church, even went to an altar, and were not led to the biblical gospel and left out of there, maybe even thinking they were saved. They were told they were. Listen, it doesn't matter if you're in a fundamental church or not. If you don't repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for your sins, He shed His blood and paid for your sins, was buried and rose again after 3 days. If that's not what you're putting your faith in, you're not saved.
Amen.
Altar calls, sinner's prayers, anything. Doesn't matter. If that's not what you're being saved by, you're not saved. But that's what's happened. Sorcery is the use of enchantments, potions, including drugs, meditation, etc., for mind-altering effects. So if you are in any way, shape, or form, this includes dope your doctors give you. There's, again, just like I was just talking about, people play games in their head. If the medicine your doctor gives you puts you in an altered state of mind, you have opened yourself up to the spirit world.
Amen.
The fact you're ignorant or choosing to be ignorant doesn't change it. Jenny and I have talked about it. We've been around people, and one day, you know, they'll seem normal, but their doctors will convince them they need dope. Then they'll go on the pills, and the next time you see them, they got this wild-eyed smile. You ever see that? That's a drug-induced altered state of mind. It's not real.
I've seen them when they're long. They're like...
Yeah, don't put them... Some people will be like... Like they're high. Like they've been smoking something. But it doesn't matter whether it's legal. It doesn't matter whether it's something your doctor gives you. It doesn't matter whether you bought it off of some guy on the street. It doesn't matter where you got it. It doesn't matter who gave it to you. If it puts you in an altered state of mind, you have stepped into the world of witchcraft. And what's going to happen is, the longer you do it, the more you're going to be deceived. The more you're going to walk down that path to deception. And it's just a shame. In 30 years of ministry, most of the people that I've dealt with like that have gone off the deep end using pharmaceutical prescription drugs. And they'll ignore and ignore and ignore all the warnings. And the next thing you know, they're off the deep end. And I can't, there's nothing I can do about it. I'll warn them and see them on it. They'll be spaced out and zombie-eyed and everything. And I'll try to talk to him. There's nothing I can do about it. All I can do is keep warning people. Don't do it. Don't do it. Medical doctors today, for the most part, are nothing but glorified drug pushers. Pot smokers, drunks, etc. are all entering into the realm of witchcraft. Today, a lot of people like to think, well, I'm not on heroin or I'm not doing, you know. If you are getting in an altered state of mind with the pot, or with the bottle, or whatever it is, you are stepping into that world. It's only a matter of being pulled further in, and they're done. I know a guy who was raised Southern Baptist, and started smoking pot. Next thing you know, somebody talked him into doing a shroom. Gone after that. Just gone. You could never talk to the guy, couldn't talk sense to him. He was so deceived into this universal vibe, and everybody's, you know, this and that. And what you'll see, sadly, is a lot of these guys, they get on the dope and everything, and you'll see them, they'll be drawn to false teachers and drawn to lies. And I'm just telling you the truth. They're a number of people I know who I tried to talk to them and they wouldn't listen, and now they're into witchcraft, enchantments, potions, drugs, all that stuff. Revelation 9, 20, 21, who's the last one? Darren. I think it's the last one.
And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of their works, of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood which neither can see nor hear or walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts.
Just think about what that's talking about there. Murders, you know, abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, all this stuff. It's fancy names for murder. Murders, what was the next thing? Sorceries, that's all the witchcraft, all using mind-altering substance and everything. Fornication, and our society's given over to it. In the last day, billions will be given over completely to their sorceries, witchcraft. And, well, we must be in the last days.
Yep.
Because billions are given over to dope.
Yep.
Drunkenness. Mind-altering yoga. Transcendental meditation. Hypnosis. You name it. Every type of mind-altering deception out there, billions are involved in it. Some of them are daily involved in it. Daily. And we're there. There will be no unrepentant witches, wizards, warlocks, sorcerers, etc. in heaven.
Yeah.
Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We're going to close by reading over in Revelation 22, similar passage. The end of the book. If you read the back of the book, you find out we win.
Amen.
Revelation 22, 14 and 15. We'll give you a second to get there. Revelation 22, 14, 15. Read it if you're there. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Just sit and think about all the people that we know that basically fit that description, and rejecting Jesus Christ, the only sure way to avoid falling as a Christian, of course you have to be saved.
Amen.
If you're not saved, you're already falling. To be spirit-filled and growing in the Lord. You know, I've said this recently, I know, but there is a false idea that you can just kind of stand still. You're either getting closer to the Lord or falling away. And if you're falling away, you're game for this. The only sure way to avoid falling is to be saved, spirit-filled, and growing in the Lord. Don't touch anything associated with witchcraft. Just don't touch it. Or anything else that displeases our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just don't do it. Don't touch it. Stay away from it. In our next study, we're going into the occult. It's not the same thing, although they are another version of the wickedness of Satan. So let's turn in our phrase books and close at page 37. After all that, I thought a fitting song would be to sing I Feel Like Traveling On.
No. Yeah. Things to do.
Like I said earlier, we don't know who is a witch most of the time. When you're around somebody, you don't know they're a witch. Most of them don't wear a hat, that says witch. Right. You know, T-shirts, I'm a witch. Some do, but a lot of them don't. Huh?
A lot of 40-dos.
Yeah, and the hat with the tip around it. But we don't need to know, because whether you're a... You may not be a witch. You may be a really good guy or gal and, you know, not involved in the dark arts and pay your taxes and everything. If you're not saved, you're going to the same hell. As those Christians, we don't run around looking for witches. We look for unsaved people.
So they've got those souped-up brooms.
The point is to look for lost people. And the reason to understand what we're studying today is to protect yourself and your own heart and your own mind. To be able to help others. And yes, you may see somebody in here involved in something like that. And that's when you have enough knowledge, you can say, you know, that you shouldn't be involved in that. That's unbiblical. It's against God's word. I'll be praying for you, but you should just repent and get away from that. And sometimes they'll listen, and you can give them some materials that they'll watch or listen to, or just give them the scriptures that you read tonight. Let them read them on their own and lead them to a better understanding of these things. Among the lost folks, but there's so many people just think if it's spiritual, it's good. He's real spiritual. Oh, really? I've had people tell me that. I mean, I told the story about Jenny and I, but I've had people say, oh, yeah, that guy, you'd love him. He's real spiritual. Come to find out, he's into the occult. But this person didn't have any sense to know that there's a big difference between biblical spirituality and that. So don't take for granted people understand these things. A lot of times they don't. All right, let's stand and sing.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Nor pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like
say goodbye to the onliners on three. One, two, three. See you
here, there, or in here.